want to discuss a very nice topic, a very, very geshmaka topic. This week's parasha, we learn about. It doesn't say directly. It talks about shchita. It talks about shchut echutz. In between the parasha of Yom Kippurim, this is only one parasha, by the way, Achrei Mos, only one parasha. Usually it's Achrei Mos Kedoshim. Everyone knows the joke? Achrei Mos Kedoshim. Okay, but Emor, Achrei Mos Kedoshim Emor. After a person dies, Kedoshim Emor, they say, oh, what a tzaddik. When he was alive, no one was saying he was a tzaddik when he was alive. What changed? Okay, well, in any event, that's a joke. But this week, only one parasha, Achrei Mos. So the parasha really is divided into two parts. The first half of the parasha discusses the avoda of Yom Kippurim. The end of the parasha is the parasha of Arayos, all of the forbidden relations, all of the women, which the 36 Chayvei Kreisos, all of the Noshim, which a man may not marry, all the laws that we lay in both of these sections, we kemal in the entire parasha on Yom HaKippurim. In the morning of Yom HaKippurim, we lay in the first half of the parasha, the Seder HaAvoida of Yom HaKippurim, and at Mincha time, we lay in the end of the parasha, the section dealing with the forbidden relatives, forbidden relations. But it's not the entire parasha. There's a little piece in the middle. There's a chunk in the middle that discusses, that deals with the sugya of called Shchut Echutz, that if you have a korban that has been sanctified and is supposed to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash, don't take it outside the Beis HaMikdash and slaughter it outside of the Azara. And then the Pasuk very interestingly goes off on a tangent and talks about if you really want to slaughter something outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so slaughter chulin. Take a chaya. And it really deals primarily not with animals. It deals with wild animals, which anyway are not eligible to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, just don't drink its blood and make sure you cover its blood. The mitzvah of Kisui Hadam and Chayos, right? Only on birds and Chayos. There is no mitzvah of Kisui Hadam on behemos. Why not? Because the three major categories of behemos are really meant to be offered as korbanos. And when you bring a korban, where is the blood going to go? On the mizbeach. So there's no need for kisui hadam. The blood is meant to go on the mizbeach. If you're not bringing the animal in the Beis HaMikdash, you're bringing it in America, somewhere down south, that's your problem. The Torah is not going to go and tell you, oh, do kisui hadam. There is no kisui hadam. Chayos never have a chance of being offered as a korban. So there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam on chayos and oifos. Unless oifos, that's another story. Why oifos, even though we do bring korbanos, because that's another topic, but whatever it is. Now, the Torah base, though, does allude, hints to the fact the shofach es domoi, you will spill its blood, v'chisohu be'afar, and you will cover it with earth. Now, wait a minute. The shofach es domoi, how did you spill the blood? You took a hatchet and chopped its head off? So the answer is, no, we have a halacha l'moshe misinai, that is something called shchita. And the halach of shchita, it says numerous times in Chumash Vayikra, v'shochat, v'shochat, v'shochat. The problem, though, is the only place where it says the word v'shochat is by korbanos. Nowhere b'chol ha-Torah kula does it say the word v'shochat in regard to chulin. Does not exist the word v'shochat in regard to chulin. The best you will find is the word v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. You will slaughter as I commanded. Where does this pasuk appear? In Parashas, I think Parashas Re'eh, in Chumash Devarim. V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, in regard to slaughtering animals outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And this week's parasha, it says, with regard to chayos, the shofach es domo, you will pour out its blood, V'chisahu be'ofar, you will cover it with earth and don't eat the blood. But it implies that you can eat the meat. The pasuk clearly implies in this week's parasha you can eat the meat. And putting all of the big pieces together, we know halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, you must do a proper kosher shechita. And as you all know, shechita is a big, big business. Okay? Follow the money. It's a lot of money. Kosher shechita, mahadrin, mahadrin, mina mahadrin, all of the halachas, you just learn mesechta chulin. Okay? It's a big deal. And what's so surprising is, it's not even mentioned in the Torah at all, kimat. It's all pretty much halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Do we make a bracha when we do shechita? Absolutely. So the question I want to run through very quickly is, what exactly is the mitzvah of shechita? Is it really a mitzvah? Or maybe it's just something that you have to do, because if you do not do it, you're eating eiver min hachai, or you're eating nevela. So to make a long story short, there are basically three major opinions in the world of Lamdis in regard to Shechita. And they have a lot of very big nafkamin. It's not so clear even how we paskin. Well, how we paskin halacha l'maisa. There are three major opinions. The first opinion is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam holds there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to do Shechita. Now, when we say there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do Shechita, does not mean everyone in this room today should get up and go do the mitzvah. A person can live his entire life and choose not to eat meat. You don't have to eat meat. Even Shabbos. There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to eat, Mishnah Berurah says. There is no chiyuv to eat meat on Shabbos. There's no obligation. There's a mitzvah. If you want to eat meat or chicken or poultry, it's a mitzvah on Hiddur Shabbos. There is no mitzvah. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov might be a little bit more severe. Yom Tov over Shabbos, not so simple either, because really it refers to kachim. It refers to eating meat of a korban, not necessarily to go to a glatmart or Moshe's, wherever you want to go and buy meat. It's not so clear that's really an obligation in Zman Hazeh. The chiyuv is to eat really a korban, to eat korban shlomim, shalmi chagiga. Yeah. Not necessarily to eat today. Even some disagree. Some hold that there is a mitzvah bizman hazeh to eat meat, but Shabbos it doesn't say anywhere. Shabbos you don't have to eat meat. You don't. There's no. If you want to, it's Mishnah says it's a mitzvah. If you choose not to eat meat your entire life, is there an obligation for you to get up and go at one point in time in your life to purchase meat which had a kosher shechita, and by doing so, indirectly, you're being mekayim the mitzvah of shechita. And the best thing would be, the ideal way to be mekayim the mitzvah, is really it's a full-fledged mitzvah, is to go and learn how to do shechita and do it yourself. Mitzvah bo yoseh mibishlucha, and you can make a bracha. So the Rambam, indeed, counts. The Rambam, I believe, does count shechita as one of the tayag mitzvahs. Okay, the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah, the Taryag, it's very hard to, you know, Rambam has his Taryag mitzvahs. His list of Taryag mitzvahs is very different than many of the other Rishonim. And the Rambam has a very, very, there are some very, very interesting mitzvahs that did not get into his list. To get into the Rambam's list of Taryag mitzvahs requires quite a bit of lobbying. Not everyone made it into his Taryag mitzvahs. Shechita made it into the list of the Rambam's Taryag mitzvahs. And basically, the way the Mefarshim explain it, it's really the same exact mitzvah as the Mafrish, Teruma, and Meiser. Does anyone here have an obligation today to go out and be Mafrish, Teruma, Meiser? No. But if you happen to have karka, you happen to have real estate, you happen to have a farm in Eretz Yisrael, and it produces produce, and you want to eat it, then there's now upon you a mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis, it's called a mitzvah chiyuvis. Chiyuvis versus kiyumis. Chiyuvis means that if you happen to have grain, you're not allowed to eat it until you do the mitzvah, big mafresh, truma, and meister. A mitzvah kiyumis is like something like lulav and esrog. Get up, go out to the store, and purchase a lulav and esrog and be mekayim the mitzvah. You must be mekayim this mitzvah whether you like it or not. That's called the mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah chayuvis means you can go your whole life and never do this mitzvah and no one will say boo. No one have any complaints. If you want to eat meat, then you have now one of the taryag mitzvahs is go do a proper shechita. There's a mitzvah upon you, just like there's a mitzvah to be mafresh, trumos, and maestros. There's a shechita called the ritzpah. Okay, the ritzpah, not the ritva, not the rashba, it's called the ritzpah. Reish Yud Sadi Bey, I'm not sure what he stands for, the ritzpah. And he goes a little bit further than the Rambam. Not only does he say there's a mitzvah to do shechita, what would happen if you go into, Rachman al-Sat, a person goes into McDonald's and he buys a burger and he eats the burger, according to the Rambam? What avera has he violated? According to the Rambam, the only thing that he has in violation is eating the vela. Ate nevela. He ate meat, probably came from a kosher animal, and the animal did not have a kosher shechita. He ate nevela. This is parsha. Kol nevela treifa lo yisechelu. Mom, this is parsha. You're not allowed to eat nevela. You get malchus arboim alo yisaseh. And that's it. You get your malchus and you go home. According to the Rambam, are you in violation of not doing shechita when you eat nevela? No. Absolutely not. You've only done one avera, you ate nevela. The ritzpah goes a step further. And he's of the opinion that not only is shechita mitzvah, you must do if you want, if you eat nevela, you have violated a mitzvah saseh. So every time a person eats nevela, he is in violation of two halachas, an aseh and a lo saseh. The loisasei, loisoichal kol nevela. I say, there's a mitzvah upon you to do shechita. You ate this piece of meat without shechita. What would be a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ritzvah? Let's say there's a pressing need for you to eat nevela, for whatever the reason may be. Let's say there's a mitzvah say. Is I say, doiche eloisasei. You have to come with some theoretical case. I don't know what a case would be. But just theoretically speaking, we have a principle, an asei is doiche alois asei. But an asei is not doiche alois asei vi asei. So according to the Ritzvah, if you eat a piece of nevela, if you go to Burger King, you're in violation of alois asei, lois soich al kol nevela, and in violation of Vizovachta kasher tzivisicha, which we translate to mean to do shechita. That's pretty serious business. That's an asein alois asein. Basically, when you have a situation of an asein alois asein, you can't push it away. No pushovers. You can't go tell me. You can't push it away so quickly. This is the Rashba and the Ritzvah. Now, on the other, what?
Let's say person has to eat chazir.
Oh, because why? Also, in a chana, that would be an afkamina. So according to the Ritzvah, yes, it would seem yes, because according to the Ritzvah, well, I take that back, because is there bechlalad in shechita on a non-kosher animal? You're getting into more complicated issues. Okay, let's not go there. It's a very complicated question. Let's discuss this question. It could be totally in this machlokes, I don't know, but let's put that aside. But let's look at the basics. Now, there's a third shechita. The third shechita is the shechita of, who is the shechita? I actually forgot. Give me one second. The Ravid, of course. If the Rambam says A, the Ravid says B. Okay? The Ravid strongly disagrees with whatever the Rambam says. And the Ravid says there's absolutely no mitzvahs asay to do shechita. It's not. Now, the Ravid did not have a minyan ha-mitzvahs, but there are others that did have the Bahag. The Bahag has, and there are, who else? There's a whole long list. The Ramban. The Ramban is on the same side as the Rav. The Ramban also has a minyan of mitzvahs. The Smag, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, the Chinuch, Ishno Kimat, the majority of the Rishonim. the majority of the Yerushalayim and the majority of those who do have their own listing of Taryag Mitzvahs do not include in their list the Mitzvah of Shechita. There's no Mitzvah of Shechita. And it makes a lot of sense because this parasha, it doesn't say Shechita. It just says, V'shafach es daroi. How you'll figure out how to take its life, and re'ei all it is vizovachta kasher tzivisicha. It's not the usual terms that the Torah uses to indicate that it's a mitzvah. Say, all it is, if you want to eat meat, you have to remove the prohibition of eiver min hachai and the prohibition of nevela. The way you remove the prohibition of Eiver Menachai and Nevela is by doing a Maisa Shechita. That does not make it into a mitzvah. It's something that you have to do, but it's not a command that Hashem has given you. L'may nafkamina, Rav Avadia Yosef says, and thing no one says, he reads of no one says such thing. Rav Avadia Yosef says that according to the vast majority of these Rishonim who hold that it's not a mitzvah, you would not make a bracha on Shechita. Okay, that's what we pass. We make a bracha on Shechita. You would not make. You do Shechita, he holds it according to the Ravid, according to the Ramban, according to the Bahag, according to the Smag. When you go to a Shlachtos, there is no bracha. No bracha is to be recited because it's not a mitzvah. It's just the way the Torah taught you to take away the prohibition of Nevela. The way the Torah taught you to take away the prohibition of Ibn Achai is you do a Maisa Shechita. Another nafkin. Let's say you want to make a bracha. This is a question no one has an answer to. You want to make a bracha because we like to say that no, we make a bracha. This question is tzarchin gadol. We be'emes hold. Rav Yosef is a tremendous chiddush. No one really says that they would hold you don't make a bracha. Everyone seems to say that even if you hold that it's not part of the tayag mitzvahs, the fact that it's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, it's the technique in how we take away the prohibition. We make a bracha. It's enough to make a bracha. You can make a bracha for a lot less. We make a bracha on Minhagim. You make a bracha and you say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. You make a bracha. If you can make a bracha when you say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, you can make a bracha when you do Shechita, even though Shechita is not part of the Tayag Mitzvahs. No problem. Problem though is, the Nusach of the bracha should not be Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvahs V'Tzivanu Al HaShechita. It should be exactly like what you do at every wedding. Asher Osar lanu es harusos, v'hiter lanu es hanesuos lanu al yidei kiddushin al yidei chupa v'kiddushin. The bracha should be expressed in the negative, just like we express. What is kiddushin all about? Kiddushin is what is kiddushin? You're expressing that you're not allowed to marry that woman. After Erisin, she is forbidden. And the way she becomes permitted is through the whole process. But the problem there is also a similar problem. Without going into the details, it's a similar process of we were coming to lift a prohibition. A woman who is an Arusa is also even to her husband. And through Nisuin, she now becomes mutter to her husband. Isn't that what Shechita is according to the Ravid, according to the Ramban, according to the Bahag, the Smag? There's a prohibition of Nevela. There's a prohibition of Eve Menachai. We're coming to lift. So the brach, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah Savitzivanu, V'osar lanu es ha-Nevelois, V'es ha-Eve Menachai, V'hitir lanu ha-Shchutois, al-Yidei Shchita. Baruch Atam Hashem, V'kadesh, Chub V'kiddushin. Don't do that, right? At a wedding. Okay, So why don't we do that? Tzoruch in Godol Ad Me'od. Why we don't make according, if Taka we pass it, like if this is the Roi, this is how we pass it, it's not Mamash Mitzvah. So the fact that we do make a bracha indicates either that we follow the Rambam.
You really don't can bring the proof from Kedushin because it's Eris and Nesuin. It's two different mitzvahs.
You're putting yourself in a situation, you're removing yourself in a situation. All right.
But did the
yes?
That's also a hechsher.
No, that's different. No.
Because you want to make a kedusha on the
kelim. Gezeiras hakosav. You have to tell them, but clay midyan. It's a clay of the Torah. You have to do it. It's clay midyan. Okay, I'm not prepared for how that fits into the equation. I hear. What? Oh, Yosef also paskins like the Ravid. It's not a mitzvah. The chinuch holds it's not in the chinuch. It's not a mitzvah. Does not count. He does not categorize it as a mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch. Unbelievable. It's not a mitzvah. So the bottom line over here is you have three different opinions. The Rambam, it's a mitzvah asay. But if you eat nevela, you're not in violation. The Ritzba, it's an asay, such a mitzvah asay, that if you eat nevela, you're in violation of the asay. Eating from Burger King, you're in violation of two averos. The asay and the shloisas in nevela, and the asay, you didn't do shchita. According to everyone else, zero. There's no mitzvah whatsoever to do shchita. It just happens to be. The only way you're going to be able to eat meat is by taking away the ace, is to shchita. And even according to the Rambam, and according to the Ravid, it's only in the category what's called a mitzvah chiyuvis. Not to be confused with the term called kiyumis. Kiyumis means you better do it. You, Lulav and Esther, you don't have a choice. Tfil, you don't have a choice. Shchita, even though it's a mitzvah, you don't have to do it. If you want to eat meat, go then have it done. But you don't have to go and be trained how to do it. Okay, another very quick question issue when it comes is why don't we apply the rule according to the Rambam, mitzvah boy yoiser mi b'shluchai. If it's really a mitzvah, how come you don't see people straining themselves to do it themselves? Bris milah, there are people that really they want to do bris milah themselves. There's an inyan. It's a mitzvah habein al ha'av. And people, they do. There are people that train to be able to have the zechus to do a bris milah on their own child. You never saw a person train himself to have the zechus to do a shchita. If you're eating the meat, so you should be the one who does the shchita. Right? You should be the one who does the shchita. Why don't we say mitzvah ba yoseh mi bishul? So it's a very fascinating answer. So very quickly, one or two answers. Why? One answer, it's really, I just caught my attention. Where is a classic example of shlichus? Kedushin. Getting married. Kesef kedushin. Okay, so can you appoint an agent to give a woman the kesef kedushin? Chasan, do you ever go to a wedding? The chasan is so nervous. He says, you know what, I'm going to sit in the audience. I'm going to send up someone, he'll give the tabas. He's my shliach.
Let him march down.
He's my shliach. I'm getting married here. It's my wedding. But let this guy be the shliach to give the each of the tabas for me. I'll make my mother-in-law the shliach. Why not? What?
The tabas should move your finger.
So,
the shliach can do?
Yeah, why not? Shouldn't touch her in the gear. You're in the gear. No, so don't say Lee. Mikudeshes to this guy in the audience over there. The guy that's on his cell phone is texting away over there. You Mikudeshes to him. He made me the shliach. So can you? Does it work? It certainly works. However, there's a principle called mitzvah boy yoyser mi b'shluchai. Listen to this lumnus. This is awesome. This lumnus. You know why? But when it comes to meat, you go to the banquet. Who shechted this? Who did the shchita? I don't know. Some guy in Iowa did the shchita. Why don't you do it? Mitzvah boy, you're eating it, not him. Mitzvah boy, you said me. Why didn't you do the shchita? So here's the answer. The answer is, when the guy in Iowa did the shchita, did he lose out? Did he lose out anything by doing the shchita?
No.
If he wants, he can buy the same meat like me. I bought this piece of meat. If he wanted, he could have bought the piece of meat. So he didn't lose out. When this fellow is my agent and he gives the Isha the Tabas Kedushin, and when he gives the Tabas Kedushin, he says, you are now married to him. Did he lose out? Did the Shaliach lose out? Yeah. Because until this moment in time, she was also eligible for him. So when you have a situation when the Shaliach loses in his behavior, in his maisa, then you say you better do it because he's not a good shliach. There's something lacking. His heart, right? He's jealous. Maybe he's not jealous, but there's something lacking because by me doing this, I'm losing out. There's one less woman in this world that I can marry. So there's a chasorot in the shlichus because he's losing through the shlichus. Is he sincere to be my agent? By being my agent, he's giving up of himself. But when he shechts the animal, he's not losing. He can buy the animal if he wants himself. There's no halachic loss. It's a matter of money. For money, you'll buy it off me. You want the meat, you'll have the meat also. So since he's not losing there, there's no such thing as a principle of yoyser by yoyser mi b'shluchai. He's your equal. He can do it just the same. Okay, there are more issues, but we'll have to stop over here. Is it Kaddish?
We're Makos now.